I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. America's 10-year involvement in Afghanistan came in for bipartisan criticism today on Capitol Hill. During a confirmation hearing for a new Afghanistan ambassador, leading senators called for a reduced U.S. role there. They also questioned the cost of the war. But it's not just military spending. This morning, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee released a report that harshly criticized U.S. civilian aid to Afghanistan. On the line from Washington to talk with us about the report and aid to Afghanistan more broadly is Charles James Kenny. He's a senior fellow at the Center for Global Development and has spent a lot of time in Afghanistan. Charles Kenny, Afghanistan is the biggest recipient of U.S. foreign aid, but according to the Senate report, throwing a lot of money fast at the country doesn't translate into good prospects for development. So what's wrong with the U.S. approach right now?
Well, I'm going to start with what's right. I think we should say that aid has had some dramatic positive impacts in Afghanistan. Malnutrition rates are down. Primary enrollment rates for kids are up, especially for girls. They were sort of zero under the Taliban, and they're about 50% now. Immunizations have increased. The number of kids dying before their fifth birthday has dropped more than 10%. 40% of the country has mobile phones. I mean, there are real signs of progress, and aid has played a big role in that. On the other hand, I think the report does point out some problems with spending a huge amount of money in a country that's a fragile state. So it points out that some of this money is probably not going to lead to sustainable improvements.
I mean, one of the main points of the report is that, you know, there should be a multi-year civilian assistance strategy for Afghanistan. I'm just wondering how that would square with a military drawdown, which a lot of people are talking about, and even an accelerated drawdown.
Well, I'm not sure if people are suggesting spending a lot more aid money as the military goes away, but overseas development assistance as a whole, not just US aid, but aid from around the world, is about $200 per Afghan per year, which is a big part of the economy. We do have to worry about how we move toward that number coming down over time and making sure that the impact it has is long term. And one of the things I'd say about aid at the moment in Afghanistan is, as the report points out, a lot of it is not actually meant to be about sustainable development. It's meant to be about winning hearts and minds, reducing the risk to Afghan and US and ISAF forces, rather than thinking about the very long term. As the report points out, it's not 100% clear that the aid works in winning hearts and minds as it's currently set up.
I mean, what else makes the aid currently unsustainable in Afghanistan?
One thing is that it sets up a whole load of incentives that you don't like. So rather than people figuring out how can we make money by building a new enterprise or how can local and national government sustain itself using local resources, it's how do we get more aid money? So we need to think about ways to incentivize people to create their own economic wealth. And I think there are a number of ways to do that with the aid money we have.
Such as?
Well, one thing I've suggested recently is actually just giving money to poor Afghans. It would take less than a half of our current aid budget just to hand over $10 a month to every Afghan in the country. Certainly we've seen in places where there have been these kind of cash transfers that education rates improve, health improves, people have money to set up their own enterprises. So it can create the incentive to sustain a better quality of life for individuals themselves.
Charles James Kenny, a fellow at the Center for Global Development and the New America Foundation, speaking with us from Washington. Charles James Kenny, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.